You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back to the Hurricane Hotline. Joe Zagacki joined by my broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr. As we continue on, Hurricane Baseball, after tonight's game, they will be on the road at Louisville beginning on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Don Bailey Jr. is with us, and spring football has been completed. And we're going to dive into a whole bunch of stuff around spring football, the transfer portal, recruiting. All that stuff is in play right now for Coach Cristobal. I guess, Don, we probably should start with maybe the most surprising story last week. All of a sudden popped up out of nowhere. And I think we got to get used to this, not only here, but everywhere. Uh-oh, Tyler Van Dyke might be being swayed by another program because of NIL. And I think it caught a lot of people by surprise. Maybe it was a false alarm. I don't know. But I think in the current circumstances of college athletics, we're going to see a lot more of those kind of stories.
I agree with you, Joe, and I'm with you. I don't know that if it was true or false, or if it was what it was. But at the end of the day, Van Dyke is a Miami Hurricane. And he is preparing for the 2023 season. And I think that's the most important thing that comes out of it. And until there are rules in place that can be enforced or you'll be penalized by breaking them, I'm with you. You know, this is going to be an occurrence that happens not only in Miami, but happens everywhere nationally. Because there's really... Nobody, I don't understand what the rules are, so and you don't understand, and we both look at it pretty darn hard. It's just a part of today's college football.
Well, it's somewhere between poaching from, you know, having one school try to poach a player, and then I don't know what you would call it with agents representing players, but almost a shakedown.
Yeah, well, I think that. You know, the agent part of it, remember, up until a couple years ago, a player wasn't allowed to be involved with an agent while they were still an amateur or while they were still being at the college level. And then now they're allowed to have representation. So, of course, with representation that's on commission, they get more money.
Yeah.
If they get their player more money.
Yeah.
And that's just the dynamics of the game. And I'm with you. I think that, you know, this is something that's going to possibly happen to anybody and everybody in the country. And I think if you assume that it happened at Miami, then you have to equally assume that Miami stood up and made sure that it didn't happen, meaning that nothing negative happened. And I think that's a very, very, very good sign that Miami did not lose Van Dyke, if that was so the case, and he's with us today.
Yeah. Let's talk about him for a moment. New offense for him this spring. I thought he looked pretty good in the spring game. Thought he looked pretty good throwing the ball in spring football. Heck, we even watched him in the pro day where he was throwing some pretty good darts. What were your thoughts of him in the spring, and what do you think he has to do to get better when the season starts?
you know, first of all, and I'm not taking the easy way out, you know, health is the key, right? I mean, that's the key to everything. He looked comfortable beyond the days that they had to implement this offense. So I think that's a very good sign. I think that there's some carryover from Rhett Lashley a couple years ago, which he excelled in that offense. I think that Tyler proved to me, beyond a shadow of his doubt, his toughness. He proved to me that last year. He proved to me his commitment. He proved to me his willingness to play hurt. And now, you know, University of Miami's got to do a job of surrounding him with talent and surrounding him with protection and make sure that they can create a running game. They went out and recruited as good an offensive line class as ever been recruited here. You've got a head coach and Coach Cristobal and an assistant head coach and Alex Mirabal that are committed to pass protection and a run game, so that falls into place. But, you know, again, we've got a question of what's going to happen at the receiver position, what's going to happen at the running back position, and how it all comes together. If everything comes together, Tyler Van Dyke can have an outstanding season, and the offense will be very productive and successful. You think,
I was going to say, he certainly was timed up with Restrepo again, but some other, you know, on that receiver position, some other guys have to emerge, right?
They absolutely do, Joe. And, you know, there's still a little time here to maybe add a receiver that might be in the portal. And he can't do it by himself. I mean, this is a very long answer to the quarterback. It can make a big difference, but he cannot be the only difference maker. And that's what Miami's got to find. They've got to find playmakers that help him out.
You know, it's funny because we concentrate so much. Everybody does on the quarterback, rightfully so. And TCU last year makes a championship game, and they have Duggan at quarterback. But a lot of people think the reason they got to the championship game, what made their offense go, was the bevy of wide receivers and the amount of talent they had on their roster at wide receiver.
Yeah, I think so too. But you also realize they had a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
You know, their defense helped them out a lot. They had a running game that was better than advertised, and you know, it was to get to that point. You've really, especially if you're a team like that, you've really got to have everything clicking on all cylinders. Now, you know, Georgia was able to get through the playoffs and get through a couple tough games in the season because somebody was able to step up. But you also saw in that football game that when a team as talented as Georgia puts it all together, the opponent usually doesn't have a chance.
Yeah. Before we jump more into the ACC, I didn't want to mention this. We do have a couple of rule changes this year. One of the rule changes has been somewhat controversial. I don't know why, but in college football, the clock is going to run now after first downs are made, except inside of 2 minutes and a half. So previously, the clock would stop after a first down. So if you got 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, you get a first down, the clock would stop. Now it's not going to stop until you get inside of 2 minutes and a half. They think that's going to speed the game up a little bit.
I know you like that, and I really like that, especially on the road.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to affect play calling because everybody knew you had a little extra time after that first down.
Yeah, I think it's going to change the game a little bit. It certainly is going to speed it up. We've had games at 3 hours and 45 minutes, but more strategically, you might be able to protect the lead better. I think it favors the defense, right? You'll be able to protect the lead more because now the offense, you might not, you know, you're going to have less time. The clock's going to run.
The clock's going to run, and I agree with your assessment on that. It's going to be, you know, one thing you know for sure, it doesn't matter what side of the ball you're on, these guys will adjust to it, and we're going to find out the pros and the cons once the games get going. You can kind of try and project as much as you want into something, but until you really see a game get involved and it's going to take up maybe probably till the halfway point of the season to decide if this was a good move or a bad move, other than, you know, them, everybody trying to make sure that we keep everybody's attention in a football game and not letting it get to 3:35 or 3:45.
Well, also, I think they, the rules committee, will fall back on, this is about safety. It will reduce the amount of plays.
It will. And that's always something, you know, that may be the answer back to having 12 playoff teams. You know, will we cut back the minutes in a ball game, and, you know, that over the course of a 12-game or 13-game season will lower the number of reps, and that's a very good point as well.
You use the word projections. It won't be long before projections come out for what a season is going to look like for teams, where projections and predictions, it might be a good time to remind people that this year in the ACC, only one division, it's just the whole league, no two divisions. Coastal's gone, Atlantic is gone. However, the new scheduling format was not extremely kind to Miami. Miami has Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina State, and North Carolina. Those would probably be the top teams in the league.
Yeah, I don't, and have been. Those four teams are not one-hit wonders, right? That we're gonna walk in and say, well, you know, they were okay last year, but
And by the way, three of those are on the road.
Yeah, and they're very, very consistent. And you know, you and I got a firsthand glimpse at Clemson last year. I've always been very impressed with the way North Carolina State plays football. They're a tough, tough team. You know, their coach has been there, I think he's going on about his 10th year, and they give you a handful of problems every time you play them. And look, Florida State got to 10 wins last year. They're returning their back. It was over 1,000 yards. They're returning the quarterback. They've got a defense that's vastly improved. So, you know, and you're going up to Doak Campbell, and, you know, I don't have to remind anybody who's a Miami fan what the score of that was that Florida State game last year. So there's definitely some quality there. And, you know, it's going to be a tough schedule, Joe. In North Carolina, Miami has not had their number.
No. Nope, not at all. This would probably be a good time to remind people about season tickets, because this is a very interesting schedule for the University of Miami. At home, they have Texas A&M, they have Clemson, they have Virginia, they have Louisville. Louisville's, you know, going to have a new coach, so we'll see how that goes. On the road, NC State, Florida State, North Carolina. This is going to be a challenging schedule this year. I think this schedule's more challenging this year than last year's.
I agree with you. Absolutely. And, you know, just as the teams that we mentioned, you know, Louisville's been pretty darn consistent. I mean, they've had some good quarterback play. They've had some guys on the outside that have speed. They've had a running game. You know, they've struggled a little bit on the defensive side of the football, but it's Miami is not at the point where I know they're not at the point where Coach Cristobal has the talent at the level that he thinks that he can get it to and that Miami will win championships with. But we're on our way, and you have to remember, if you're playing some of that young talent, you're going to have young talent mistakes, you know, young guy mistakes, and that's something that's going to figure into the equation as well.
Yeah. Let's just a quick overview, a reminder of the defense. A lot of people saw the spring game. What were your thoughts of the defense in total during spring football?
Well, I made sure that I understood that basically the entire starting defensive line was on injured reserve, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they were not at practice, and guys with a lot of experience, guys that were rated highly, guys that were very productive, guys that would make a difference. So, you know, none of them were there. You know, the same thing, you had some on offense, you had a couple linemen that were not able to participate on that side of the ball. You had what many think will be your starting tight end. He was out. So, you know, I looked at how the players practiced compared to last year, that they seemed more in tune with what the expectations were from their head coach. They understood what tempo was expected, the intensity, the moving from drill to drill. That to me, there was a big difference in that. The culture is growing roots, and I think that is very, very, very important. I like the fact that Miami's got three quarterbacks. You know, I mean, there's no question Tyler Van Dyke is number one, and you know, you've got Brown and you've got the freshmen that are guys that look like there's potential there. And I think that's important, not only if somebody gets hurt this year, but for the future. And defensively, Coach Guidry is going to have a fun defense. I mean, being at practice, I saw a few more things than people saw in the spring game, but he's going to bring it. He's going to bring it a lot. And that breeds excitement on that side of the football. The guys want to get it after the quarterback. They don't mind taking a few risks. They don't mind going after the opponent, and Coach Guidry is the guy that's going to do that.
Yeah, they were. That part was exciting. Well, hey, before we go, you can almost also see Coach Cristobal has used the word blueprint a lot since arriving in Miami. But you can see the blueprint in recruiting and how some of these recent commitments. We'll see how they hold up. But in recruiting, what we've seen from Coach Cristobal is big players in the trenches. And now more speed, recruiting a lot more speed. We saw some of that presently on the roster, and we see perhaps some of it being added to the roster. Local speed also, a kid from St. Thomas, another kid from Broward, a couple of kids from Broward County, running back in particular, that should make Miami a more explosive program.
Well, you know, Joe, his blueprint is fairly simple. He wants on the outside and in the skill positions, he wants his to outrun yours. And on the interior, he wants his to be bigger and stronger than yours. That sounds kind of simple, but that's really what it is. And that's what he's doing. I mean, you look at these commitments, they got an offensive lineman that's committed and is big and strong and going to be, you know, is 330 pounds already, and he's got a year of high school to play. And you look at the receivers, and you know, he wants to continue to add length to it. But you know, I just go back to Ray Joseph and what he was able to do in the spring game, and how he got instant credibility on and how he's going to help out, whether it's a return game or at the receiver spot. And you know, when you can outrun the other guy and you're bigger and stronger than the other guy, a lot of times that pays some big dividends.
Well, looking forward to seeing the running backs coming in this year in this class, and then next year, Chris Wheatley Humphrey, who made a pledge to Mario Cristobal, supposed to be very dynamic as well. So we see which way that is trending. As always, a lot of fun to talk University of Miami football. And as I always mention to you as well, it won't be that long before we're back out on the football field as we get ready for another season. Thanks for joining us here on the Hurricane Hotline.
You got it, Joseph, and see you soon.
All right, that's Don Bailey Jr. We'll continue on the show right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent, I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.